I didn't steal the Declaration of Independence. No. It was Saint Nick. Oh, baby. You scared me. Oh. Babe, are you okay? Did something happen? Oh, a nightmare? Oh, sweetheart. Come on. Cuddle up with me and tell me just how it is you were just now coming to bed, but telling me that you had a nightmare. You fell asleep at your desk again, didn't you? Baby, it's no wonder you're having nightmares when you're working yourself so hard. No. I'm not gonna scold you. At least not right now. Right now, I'm going to shower you in affection and chase away all those bad vibes. Come here, you little gremlin. That's it. You know, I think I was having a dream too. The fuzz was after me for starring in a movie I most certainly didn't appear in. Hey, whoa, listen. A day in the life of Nicolas Cage isn't a nightmare. It's the dream. Like, I love you, but 24 hours of being that man would be better than any drug money could buy. I'd miss you, but on the bright side, maybe his consciousness would enter my body and you'd get to have, like, a Freaky Friday with him in my body. If you know what I mean. Hey, look, I'm still a little sleepy. Don't hold it against me if I'm silly, okay? Also, you love me because I'm a goofball. It's part of my charm. See, look, you're already smiling. There. Those sweet lips of yours beat the hell out of any trippy Nicolas Cage dream I could ever have, though. I promise. Oh, you're still thinking about your dream, aren't you? I can tell. Do you want to talk about it? Okay. We can just focus on putting it behind you and relaxing. Okay, love? Here, give me your hand. Palm open. Like we're about to high five. Do you remember when you used to have me put my hand against yours like this to see how much bigger my hands were? You're already making a face. Confess something to me, baby. This is low-key just a way to gauge our size difference, isn't it? Oh, you are not slick. I knew. It's like the universal, oh, we're just being cute and touching hands, but also let's see how big those fingies are. It's all right. No judgment here. You can bury your face in my chest all you want, but now I know. Back when you first did the hand thing. I wonder what was on your mind, huh? I'm not bullying. I'm just observing. Just an innocent little observation, baby. Soft hands. Why, thank you. I don't think I've done a day of hard labor in my life, so You know. Oh. My lips? Well, now, they might be soft too, but I've never been shy about putting those to work. But you know all about that, don't you, sweet cheeks? Mm-hmm. Tell me. Would me putting in some work help comfort you? Forget all about that bad dream by filling your head with some other feelings. Other thoughts. Maybe. You don't sound too sure. Maybe we should just go to sleep. Oh. No? I told you I'm not bullying you. I just like hearing you tell me what you want. How is it that every inch of you can be so sweet? Oh, well, I guess I did get you a sugar scrub, didn't I? You actually use it? Aww. I'm just used to gifts like that getting put in a drawer and never getting used. You're feeling kind of warm. Are you feeling okay? Very okay. Oh. I see. Good. That's my baby. I want you to feel good for me. You just close your eyes and let go of everything. And I'll take you somewhere far, far away from here. That's it. Be good for me.